Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 14th. I'm Bob Moon in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow tacked on just 4 points, just a tiny fraction of a percent. You can blame lower-than-expected retail numbers for the lowering of Wall Street's expectations. The S&P 500 shaved off a single point, not quite a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ Composite Index just about flatlined, edging up just a sliver of a percent. The 10-year Treasury yield slipped a bit to 1.94% today. So was today's retail tally from the government good, bad, or confusing? The answer is yes. January sales rose by 0.4 of a percent, but that disappointed Wall Street analysts. Weak spending on cars and less online buying helped drag the overall number down. To help sort this out, we turn to Madison Riley, a retail strategist at the consulting firm Kurt Salmon.
I think the numbers in January were solid. They continue what has been a trend for the latter half of 2011 of more consistent, steadier improvements in retail sales. It also shows that January, which can be a mixed bag, you do get a little holiday hangover. The consumers have sort of spent a lot of money in December, and so they pull back in January. You also have a lot of closeouts on the shelves. You're never quite sure how January is going to shake out, and the fact there were some very strong performances was, I think, a good sign.
Now, on the other hand, we haven't seen wages keeping up with inflation, and yet consumers do seem to be continuing their spending. Is that at all concerning to you?
Well, I think they're continuing their spending because there is also, I think, going on a kind of a frugality fatigue. The consumers have been very frugal in 2009 and 10 and good part of 2011.
But if wages aren't keeping up, doesn't that mean they're dipping more into their savings and using more credit?
Well, you still have 90-plus percent of the U.S. population, employable population, employed, and they still have jobs and they still have needs. Yeah, it would be better if wages were rising at a faster pace. But I still have, think this is the greatest retail market in the world. We're a consumptive society, and I think we're back to consuming, which is a good thing.
Doesn't it just warm your heart thinking of all that chocolate we're consuming today on credit? Madison Riley is a retail strategist at the consulting firm Kurt Salmon. And here's why the boss makes the big bucks. Researchers at Harvard and the London School of Economics studied the schedules of 500 CEOs and found they spend a great deal of time, wait for it, in meetings, which often robs them of the time in which they can concentrate on doing all those things they're talking about. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down today on fears we may set a new record this summer. At the pump, the Energy Department says the average price for a gallon of gas rose to $3.52 yesterday. Gas prices heat up as the weather does, but here's the thing. We've never broken the $3.50 barrier before March, not even in the summer of 2008, when the national average soared to more than $4 a gallon during the summer. Some experts think drivers in Los Angeles and New York could be paying $5 a gallon by June, with the rest of the nation not far behind. For more on the coming summer of driving discontent, and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, the website is marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon, in for David Brancaccio, with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.